You're listening to a Big Finish production.
You're not getting away, you know.
Seal the doors.
Affirmative, Master. I shall communicate with the Rabanus base computers.
How dare you call me human? I'm not human and I'm not stopping. Hurry up, K-9. Do you want these robots to kill me?
That is not my preferred outcome, Master.
I should hope not. Let's see now. Environmental control, security monitor. Ah, yes, I'm pretty sure that's a coffee machine.
Door has been sealed.
Good, but that won't hold them long. Did you see their arms, K-9? Like Swiss army knives. If they don't have cutting equipment in there, I'm a monkey's uncle.
Query, how would their precise equipment array cause you to be related to a primate?
I don't know. Marriage, maybe. There you go. What did I tell you? Can you see the central computer anywhere? That's what'll be controlling the launch.
It is the panel you are standing next to.
What? This one? Oh, I knew that, obviously. I just wanted to check your logic circuits were working.
My logic circuits? Yes, that is a false statement.
Quiet! I'm trying to concentrate. If I don't stop this launch, K-9, the spores will be disseminated across this entire solar system. And all the crops on all the local planets will die, leaving Robarus their sole provider.
I am aware of the urgency of the situation, Master.
Then stop talking and let me get on with it. We can't just leave them trapped in the economic thrall of the syndicate. I just have to figure out how this works. Now, what does this button do?
Countdown advanced. Launch in 30 seconds. 29. 28.
I pretend I didn't do that.
26.
There's no escape! That atmosphere suit weighs you down! You can't run as fast as me! You might as well give up!
Never!
You know, you're not making things better for yourself!
Stop!
We'll catch him if you're going to.
3, 2, 1. Blast off.
The rocket has launched, Master.
Really? Not the end of the world, not this one at any rate. Just lots and lots of other worlds.
The spores will not be disseminated if you operate the rocket's self-destruct mechanism before its exit of Robarus's atmosphere.
I know, that's sort of the plan. How did I ever manage to get by without you hanging round stating the obvious every couple of minutes?
Insufficient data, Master.
Stop for them, I'll be destroyed.
Deal with them, would you, K-9?
Affirmative, Master.
Stop, human.
The Doctor Master has informed you of his non-Terran origins on several occasions. You persist in incorrectly identifying his species. You are an extremely stupid robot.
Stop!
Repetitive, aren't they? How's it going, K-9?
They are too numerous. I will not be able to hold them all back much longer.
Good, I don't need much longer. Cease firing!
Affirmative.
Stop or be destroyed!
I beg your pardon. What did you say?
Stop or be destroyed!
Oh, destroy! You see, I completely misheard you. In that case, I've stopped. See? I've stopped. I mean, apart from flicking this switch, obviously.
No! The rocket!
I said you wouldn't get away. I'll take the gun, thank you. Well, well, well. From the sounds of it, your plan's just gone up in smoke. Literally.
We have many plans. You may have won this battle, Time Agent, but you cannot win the war. You will die soon enough.
Not as soon as you.
You think so? Earth will not risk an intergalactic incident. I will be released without trial, without charge.
Perhaps.
We will make it so. The Syndicate is stronger than you can possibly imagine.
Yeah, but you know what isn't very strong? The visor on your environment suit.
Oh, well played, my dear, well played.
Can't breathe the atmosphere here, am I right? I'll take that as a yes.
But this is murder.
So, arrest me. Oh, this is taking too long. Come here. I've been up all day.
And 3, 2, 1.
What? What's happened? No! In the vat! But the doctor...
It's all almost too easy. Ah, Operative M.
Val.
Please, Operative. I'm in my private office. This holographic line is not secure. You know procedure. Some discretion would be appreciated.
Very well. Operative Zed.
That's better. It's good to hear from you.
You may not think so soon. My long-distance scans indicate that the Robarus rocket has exploded.
Well, it was designed to.
Shortly after launch.
What? But that's not possible. Operative B was supervising on site.
Perhaps, but he is no longer responding to communications.
Oh, now that's worrying. I wonder why that might be.
The dissemination rocket has been destroyed.
I know, yes, I was the one who destroyed it. You don't have to tell me that. They're as bad as you, K-9.
Negative, Master.
You must also be destroyed.
Why? Look, you seem to be in charge here. Now listen, Head Robot, if I can call you that. You told me to stop or be destroyed. I've stopped. That means you can't harm me, surely.
Processing.
And having stopped, we could now start again if we wanted to, with carte blanche, to do as we like,
That statement is logical.
Of course it is. I have never said anything that isn't logical. Shut up, K-9.
Master.
Disarm. Weapons retracted.
Thank you. That's how I like my weapons. Shoot them all, K-9.
Affirmative, Master.
If the spore ship's premature detonation was the work of a saboteur or a security agent...
We don't know that.
Then it stands to reason that Operative B is now deceased.
Now, let's not jump to any conclusions.
It is a logical inference. The evidence suggests that Zephon was murdered on Kemble.
Zephon was no great loss. We gave him a chance to prove his worth to our organization, but he failed. He was never truly a member of the Syndicate.
He was still connected to us. Who knows what evidence such an incompetent might leave behind? Someone may be onto us.
I suppose. Could just be a coincidence.
This close to activating our central operation, can we really take that risk?
He may have a point.
I propose a meeting to discuss this issue.
Better safe than sorry. Agreed. I'll inform the others. S and T will likely be tied up with the initiation, but I'm sure the others will be willing to confer.
This must be dealt with.
I know. We'll discuss it later. I'll send you through the details. Have a good day.
I'm having a ball.
Hello, Doctor.
Hello, Anne.
Robots are broken down all over the factory. I'm presuming that was you.
No, I'm afraid I can't take the credit.
I was responsible, Mistress. I persuaded the central computer to deactivate all units.
Oh, nicely done.
Affirmative.
These ones are a bit more burny, though, aren't they?
Well, we needed to be a little more forthright in their case. Just you, is it? What happened to that atmosphere-suited chap you were chasing after?
I'm afraid he's dead.
Oh.
Fell off the roof into a smelting vat.
What? You didn't push him?
No, he mistimed a jump.
Ooh, not a pretty way to go.
To be fair, though, he was an evil megalomaniac trying to wipe out all the crops in this solar system.
Well, I don't care what he was trying to do, but alive is always better than dead. Rejoice in his demise and we're no better than monsters. Besides, I want to talk with him. If there really is a criminal syndicate operating across this galaxy, and he really was a member, he could have provided valuable information.
Well, he can't anymore. Sorry, you're right, I'm being callous.
Well, he looked familiar somehow. K-9, did you identify his species?
No opportunity existed for a detailed scan.
Pity. Could have been useful. Ah!
You've remembered.
No, I haven't. I've just got a very bad itch on the back of my head. It's been bothering me all day. Anyway, back to work.
What are you doing?
Searching his files. If he's gone, we need all the clues we can get.
In my experience, top secret criminal organizations rarely keep extensive records. It can get them into trouble.
Well, they cover up their illegal enterprises naturally. But there are always links, trails. Root around and you never know what you might find. It's what did for Al Capone.
Really? And have you found anything?
This factory was heavily subsidized by an organization called Trancom. Mean anything to you?
Why would it?
K-9?
In this time period, Trancom is an intergalactic media conglomerate based on the planet Contrail.
Really?
What would a media conglomerate want with a place like this?
I don't know, but I'd be interested to find out.
Sounds like we have a clue.
It does. But if this organization is as large as I suspect it to be, it might be too much for us to handle alone.
We manage well enough here.
Well, only just, and against a single opponent, no. I think it might be time to alert the proper authorities.
The police?
The police? Don't be ridiculous. This is the 41st century. Do you think we need police? What would they do? No, I know just the organization.
What?
The Space Police.
Space Security Service, hello. You've reached Jodor Colwyn.
Ah, Mr. Colwyn. Good to meet you. I was told that you were the very best person to speak to.
I usually am. How can I be of help?
Well, I'm the Doctor, and these are my friends, Anne and K-9.
Hello.
Greetings. Yeah, I'm sure you are, and that's fascinating, but
what do you know about the Syndicate?
The Syndicate?
Yes.
All right, you've got my attention. Talk to me.
We were hoping you might do that.
It wasn't a rhetorical question, you see. We really do want to know what you've heard about them.
And you think I'm just going to blurt that out on an open channel?
Well, fingers crossed.
I've no idea who you are.
Think of us as freelance troubleshooters.
What's that even supposed to mean?
Okay, then, let's talk about the Sinestrans. What about them?
Switching to encryption. What about the Sinestrans?
Well, you must know they attempted to assassinate a protected witness on 20th century Earth, and that they're colleagues of the Syndicate.
That information was classified, that whole operation. Even I'm not aware of the full details.
Classified, eh? So it's interesting that we know about it, isn't it?
We were there. We weren't able to save the witness, but we did successfully initiate the arrest of the Sinestrans themselves.
That lot of good that did. They were murdered in custody.
What?
You heard. A mass killing in prison. It was very well planned. The Syndicate has a long reach.
And a wide scope of operations, it would appear.
Yes, we've been trying to track them down for quite a while.
In that case, then, we might be able to help you.
Oh?
Oh, yes.
We recently encountered a watery chap who'd had some dealings with him. Name of Zephon.
Zephon? Son of Zephon?
From Zephon, yes. He was involved in a mad scheme on the planet Kemble. Not the first for that family. We stopped him. But it did rather leave us worried.
Our intelligence suggests Zephon was angling for membership of the Syndicate.
Your intelligence is right.
Best we can determine, his efforts on Kemble were a sort of audition. He failed, fatally.
So that lead's gone too. Why do I need to know this?
Because Zephon's files lead us to Rabarus.
Yes, in a roundabout manner. It's an automated factory world where another syndicate member, I didn't catch his name, was trying to poison the local solar system. We foiled him, too.
Sounds like you're good at foiling things. This new guy, you've got him?
I wouldn't say got him, exactly. I mean, we know where he is. He might just be tricky to interrogate.
Tell me he escaped.
Only from this mortal coil.
Witnesses just aren't your thing, are they?
Look, none of this is too important right now. The fact is, we found another lead. K-9, send the data through.
Affirmative, Master.
All right, let's see what you've got. Trancom? You think they're linked to Trancom?
Seems a reasonable supposition, wouldn't you say?
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. All right, we'll take it from here.
What?
Beg your pardon?
I said we'll take it from here. Your help is appreciated, but this is no job for enthusiastic amateurs.
Amateurs? I've trodden the beat for years.
And I'm not exactly inexperienced in this kind of thing. We've barely started looking into the Syndicate, but between us we've saved multiple planets while you've sat there twiddling your thumb.
Leaving, apparently, a trail of death in your wake. You understand why I can't condone your involvement?
Those are accidents.
Or nothing to do with us.
It's not up for discussion. The SSS exists for a reason, so that these things are done professionally and efficiently. We can't allow them the slightest loophole. As I say, thank you for your help so far, but we really don't need any more. Good day.
Of all the nerve.
Computer, hold incoming communications. I need to speak to the director.
Calls holding.
Enter. Ah, Agent Colwyn. Good to see you.
And you. Director Zal, I think we have a lead on the Syndicate.
Oh, well, now that is good news.
I'm sure we left the TARDIS somewhere around here. Down that passageway, wasn't it, K-9?
Negative, Master. Around that corner.
Oh, yes, of course. He does have a point, I suppose, Colwyn.
Does he? I mean, it's not like we killed Zephon or whoever this guy was.
True enough. Maybe we should leave it to them.
What?
I'm a peripatetic Time Lord, and I don't go looking for trouble. I stumble into it, then hopefully out of it again. Ah, here we are.
Really? Well, I'm a policewoman, and I like to chase things down. If this syndicate works the way we think it does, we've got to stop them, haven't we?
Yes, but pursuing a criminal organization around the galaxy isn't entirely my style. Especially when we can't be sure they're actively up to anything.
Oh, there's one way to find out if they are, though, isn't there?
Well, perhaps.
Contrail, you said. That was the name of the planet.
Yes. Yes, it was. What are you doing?
I just looked it up in the log to get the coordinates. Now I'm programming the flights.
What? You can do that?
Did it before.
Under my supervision. Flying it solo is a wholly different matter. It's very complex.
I've seen you often enough. I'm a policewoman. I pay attention. Pick up details.
Maybe you do. But you're not going to make a very good job of it. You're a beginner.
Mistress Anne appears more proficient than you, Master.
Didn't I tell you to be quiet?
Master.
Well, we'll soon see how good I am.
Interesting. Very interesting.
You reckon the information's good?
Possibly.
With Trancom about to launch the Dream Machine, if they really are part of the Syndicate...
Yes, a response is clearly required.
You'll authorize a full operation?
No, not at all.
What?
We've been monitoring the situation with the Syndicate for some time now. One of our very best agents is already on the case. Rest assured, we have everything quite in hand. That'll be all.
But, sir...
I said that will be all.
With respect, sir, this might be big.
It might be. It might not. You got this information from two strangers, yes?
I did. I don't know. I just felt I could trust them.
And I have to rely on more than feelings... This is a delicate time for Trancom. The launch of a major product set to dominate the market. A good opportunity for a little industrial espionage, wouldn't you say?
I don't think it was that.
which only demonstrates the inadequacies of your thinking. You have to consider all possibilities and prepare for them accordingly.
I'd just feel more comfortable if I was on site, you know, in case of an emergency.
Mr. Colwyn, why do you imagine we technics were put in charge of this organization?
Your affinity with technology?
In part. But also because the computer augmentation of our brains makes us more logical than people such as yourself. Our synapses fire more quickly. Our minds run at a rate you cannot possibly comprehend.
So I believe.
As a result of this, we see patterns ordinary human beings do not. A more than adequate compensation for the loss of hair. Therefore, if I reject one of your proposals, it is because I already have my own larger scheme in mind. You simply cannot yet see the bigger picture. Do we understand each other?
Yes.
Good. You are not to interfere, yes?
If those are my orders?
They are. You do nothing unless I tell you to. This is bigger than you, Colwyn. A very high-stakes game. I do not wish there to be any mistakes.
There won't be. Thank you, sir.
No, thank you.
Well, wherever you've landed us, Anne, it won't be Contrail, I can promise you that.
Really? So that's why that sign says, Welcome to Contrail.
Probably a misprint.
And that one says, Contrail Spaceport.
Circumstantial evidence at best.
Oh, come on! Have actually landed us at the spaceport. We've arrived at the place where you're actually supposed to arrive. You've never done that.
I'd never be so ostentatious.
Give me some credit. You've not managed to land the TARDIS in the right place since I've been travelling with you.
That's an aberration. Usually I'm a much better driver. And I got us to Robaros easily enough. Or at least I think I did.
Oh, Doctor! Could you just accept I did a good job?
Beginner's luck, I suppose. The next one is the real test. Well, now we're here. Come along. K-9, what do you know about this planet?
Contrail is a major galactic business hub. Many banks and businesses have their main operations centre here.
So, in London, this would be like the city?
The analogy is correct, Mistress.
They do love their skyscrapers, don't they?
Almost like they're compensating for something. Any idea which particular glass tower is the one we're looking for?
Accessing the city schematics.
Or, at the risk of seeming stupid, we could always try the enormous one with Trancom written down the side. That might be a good place to start.
Ah, yes.
Affirmative.
You may have a point.
The Dream Machine, coming soon from Trancom. Why waste any more time on reality when you can use your dreams?
The Dream Machine? What's that?
Another question to be answered. Where's reception?
Information, Master. I suggest it is that console there. Reception appears to be automated.
Really? Whatever happened to the human touch? Automation's getting out of control.
Doctor, you've upset K-9.
Oh yes. with some obvious exceptions, naturally. Now, let's see. Getting past this thing shouldn't be difficult. Hello, reception. I said, hello, reception. What happens now?
It says touch screen. Maybe you need to touch it.
I knew that. So I press this button here?
I think so.
Good. Oh, that's much better, yes. Yeah. Which department do I want? How am I supposed to know?
Maybe try inquiries?
Look, I don't need help. I can do this. I think I'll try inquiries.
Well, do something, you stupid machine.
I think you need to press the button.
I pressed the button.
Maybe you need to press it harder.
If I press it any harder, I'll smash the screen, which is beginning to feel like an appealing idea. Ah, there we are.
No, not him. Not after all these years. Dran.
Sir?
We have two visitors in reception. I need you to deal with them.
Deal with them? In what way?
Unexpected request. You're an inquiries department. How unexpected can a request be?
Maybe if I had a go.
Look, I'm doing it. Let's try start again. Catering department. How have I ended up in the catering department? Whoever thought this thing was a good idea?
Sir! Madam, and...
K-9!
Welcome to Trancom. The executive director can't meet you in person, I'm afraid, but I'm his deputy. My name's Dran. I'm here to help.
Are you? Well,
If you'd like to come with me, the director suggested that you be given a guided tour of the facility.
I see. That would be most kind. See? I told you I'd get us in here.
Bit easy, wasn't it?
Never underestimate my capacity for charm.
Are we all met?
Apart from our friends on Contrail, yes, Operative Zed.
Please, can we dispense with code names now? You may reveal your avatars. My virtual meeting room is completely secure. I can. My knowledge of technology is unsurpassed in this time period. None but my kind would be able to breach this room's defenses, and they would not wish to.
Very well, Zar. We shall dispense with disguise. Representative Gera,
present.
Representative Malfa, present.
Representative Selesha, present.
And Representative Zal, present. Manifesting as female today, I see, Selesha. I do wish you'd choose a form and stick to it. It's so hard keeping up with your appearances. I wouldn't dream of it. Well, I'm sorry to start with bad news, but it seems our initial suppositions were correct. Baeus was killed on Rabarus.
No!
I knew it!
Have we evidence of who was responsible?
The Doctor! What?
No!
The Doctor!
Representative Trantis, I thought you were otherwise occupied. Is there a problem with the devices?
The devices are perfect, but the Doctor has arrived at Trancom.
The Doctor? Should I know who that is?
The Time Lord who foiled our plans with the Time Destructor.
Oh, yes, him.
He caused us untold difficulties.
If he had not stolen the Turanian core, the Daleks would have had no cause to execute my father, Trantis the Second.
Nor Mavic Chen to murder my husband, Geron.
Yes, I can see why that might not leave you well disposed towards the man.
It is now clear who has been sabotaging our schemes.
He must be destroyed.
Do not worry. He is being dealt with. At this very moment, he is walking into a trap. Soon, very soon, the Doctor will be in the clutches of the Syndicate.
Miss Kelso.
Thank you.
Much appreciated. Sorry, nothing for you, K-9.
Acceptable. This unit does not require refreshment.
If you'd follow me this way.
So, Miss... Dran, do you usually give random strangers tours of your facility? Well, no. I mean, you're not random. You're journalists, aren't you?
Yes, yes. Journalists. Of course we are.
I've even got a notepad.
This is a business world. We don't have any other visitors.
I see.
You're interested in the dream machine, I presume.
Yes, we are. How did you guess?
It's our major new product, and it's just about to launch. It would seem perverse to discuss anything else.
I suppose it would. The dream machine, eh? Sounds an absolutely fascinating prospect.
The technology is revolutionary.
It so often is, I find.
We'd love to see one.
You are? I mean, I'm wearing one now.
Thought that was a headband.
They are designed to be unobtrusive. We can give you a practical demonstration if you'd like.
Oh, I'd very much like that, yes.
Then the demonstration models are just up here.
Zephon believed they could control him too.
Baelz and Zephon were fools. They are no loss to the Syndicate.
Rather harsh on Baelz, my friend. Though with Zephon, you may have a point.
You have not met this meddler, Trentis. You would be wise not to underestimate him. And you would be wise not to underestimate me, Malfa. He is here, on Contril, unaware of my presence. This is a glorious opportunity.
I have to say, I do agree. A Time Lord with a working TARDIS. To kill him would seem an awful waste when we know how easy controlling him would be.
Precisely.
After his defeat of the Daleks, he researched this being's history. There are many records of his interference. He opposes oppression wherever he finds it.
And you really believe he's a threat to us? You seem to have troublingly little faith in our organization.
This organization has succeeded because it does not take unnecessary risks.
As long as he can't be certain of our involvement in Trancom, I don't see an attempt to control him as any risk at all.
But he must already know of our involvement, Zal. Otherwise, why would he be there? You expect us to believe it is a mere coincidence?
That is a question, isn't it? A question I was getting to before Operative Trantis distracted us.
I thought it wise to bring this detail to your attention.
And you were quite correct to do so. But as to the matter in hand, our operations are roundly secure. For the Doctor to have established a connection between the Rabaris factory and Trancom would have required a leak of prodigious proportions.
If he has only just now destroyed Baelz's operations, that would seem an optimum place to search for such a leak.
Yes, and I have. You were the primary conduit between Baelz and Trancom, were you not, Queen Gearar?
What precisely are you suggesting?
I am suggesting that in the wake of our erstwhile colleague's demise, my agents in the Space Security Service opted to make a detailed study of his computer systems. They found a few files that might be considered incriminating. Nothing conclusive, nothing direct, but enough that they might lead an inquisitive enemy into at least commencing investigations into Trancom.
Really? And what has this to do with me?
The files, my dear, had your seal on them. Naturally, I was able to have this information suppressed. But it is revealing, is it not?
No, this is absurd. All the files I dispatched to Baelz were encrypted correctly.
Demonstrably not. I've just sent you all copies of this information. I would say the evidence is compelling.
Yes. Yes!
Zal speaks the truth.
Did you ever doubt it?
This is a forgery. It has to be.
Please, at least have the honor to admit you're incompetent.
I will admit nothing. The impertinence that you, a mere functionary, should speak to a queen like this.
I speak to you exactly in the tone you deserve.
I do not have to listen to your baseless accusations.
Why can I not depart?
Because I've locked down the meeting room. I constructed this chamber. I can do that.
Release me, Technic!
Oh, I will. You see, with your mind connected to this virtual realm, it is simplicity itself to burn out your brain.
What?
I can do it with just a thought. I only hope the next in line to your throne will be significantly more capable. The Syndicate does not tolerate failure. So, I would suggest that we agree to Trantis's plan and enslave the Doctor in the usual manner. Unless there are any objections? No? Motion passed. Any other business?
So I just slip this on, and the electrodes remotely access my brain.
The perception centres of your brain, yeah. One for you too, madam?
No, thanks. I like to be in control of my own mind.
Seems a little cumbersome to me. I'd say you could have much the same effect from an implanted chip.
We thought so too, but the requirement for surgery met with, well, how can I put it, consumer resistance. I didn't go down well with focus groups.
I can imagine not. K9, give that a scan, would you?
What exactly does it do?
Well, I mean, you've seen the adverts.
Well, pretend we haven't. Some of our readership are a trifle unsophisticated. We can't risk them misunderstanding.
It's always good getting it from the horse's mouth, as it were.
Very well. The dream machine is a device for retouching reality.
Retouching? What's that?
Tell her, K9.
Retouching, mistress, is to take a pre-existing image such as a photograph and alter its composition for cosmetic reasons.
How do you alter a photograph?
With computers.
And why would anyone do that?
Because sometimes reality isn't good enough.
Exactly our position. I should make a note of that. That could be a good slogan. Or perhaps, reality isn't real enough. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, no need to make a decision now.
So these things rewrite reality?
Oh, no. No, not at all. No, reality is reality. I mean, it's not going anywhere. We just make reality better.
By altering our perception of it?
Precisely. Well, let's say you've got a green wall and all of a sudden you've taken against it. You know, you've seen it for too long or it reminds you of an ex or whatever. Well, no need to go to all the trouble and expense of changing it. With the dream machine, all you need to do is wave your hand across the wall and voila, it's blue.
Oh, good. I like blue. Some of my best friends are blue.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's still green in reality. It's only how we see it that's changed.
Correct. Other people continue to see the old colour, unless they too want a change of scene. Reality's still there. It's just improved.
I see.
And this works with everything?
Well, everything and anything. You can change the weather, the architecture of your home, I mean, your wife's face. Anything you perceive, you can alter into whatever form you prefer.
Ooh. Wouldn't all that be terribly dangerous? If you erased a chair from your mind, you'd just end up walking into it all the time.
No, subsidiaries of Trancom on every planet we're selling to run control programs to prevent such accidents and other problems such as overuse. We wouldn't want people altering their reality so much they forget to eat or drink, say.
I'd hope not.
All tied into a central hub, right here on Contral.
I see.
There's been a lot of interest. Initially, we're only testing it on the local systems, but demand is looking high. We're expecting near universal uptake, and if that's the case, we're looking at rolling it out across the galaxy within the year.
Well, fingers crossed, eh?
Fingers crossed. Sorry, if you'll excuse me, that's the executive director. He wants a word. I'll be back shortly. Yes, sir. How can I help you?
The decision has been reached. Here is how you must proceed.
Well, what do you think?
I think I'm worried. You?
Worried.
K9?
I believe believe these devices have the potential for nefarious usage.
In other words, you're worried too. She talked about control programs. That already implies a certain degree of manipulation. In the wrong hands, these devices could be quite the tool for despotism.
Without anyone even knowing they've been enslaved.
You gave this thing a scan, K-9, didn't you? Anything unusual or worthy of comment?
As far as I'm able to ascertain, the devices operate in precisely the way Miss Brown outlined.
It's always possible this might just be a commercial enterprise, and we wouldn't want to jump the gun.
You'd better jump it than get shot, surely.
I'm going to take this thing for a test run. K-9, stay with me, and if I start behaving oddly...
Odder than usual.
Then I want you to stun me. Is that understood?
Affirmative, Master.
Good.
And what am I doing while this is happening?
You, my dear Anne, are taking a tour of the building, poking your nose into unusual places, and just generally utilising your finely tuned police skills to see if you can track down anything suspicious.
Travelling with you is like a busman's holiday sometimes.
Yes, but I only ever take the finest clippies.
Should be easy enough. She won't even know I'm gone.
Good.
Sorry about that. Shall we continue with the demonstration?
I'd like nothing better.
I'll just nip to the loo, that all right?
Yeah, by all means. The uni species bathroom's down the corridor, third on the left.
Won't be a jiffy.
Let's proceed.
That way, I think.
Now, if I just rest the device gently on the back of your head... Something the matter?
Yes. Of course something's the matter. Oh, you don't think I cry out in pain when everything's fine, do you?
No, my apologies.
That thing. It gave me a sharp stabbing pain like a migraine, but not in the head. In the mind.
No, it shouldn't have. I mean, that isn't one of its functions.
I'd be surprised if it were.
Do you have a particularly unusual brain?
Oh, no. Unique, I'd say.
Well, the setting should work universally, though. That was a whole year of testing. One second. I suppose this model may have developed a fault. I'll fetch you a replacement.
What was that all about, K-9?
Insufficient data, Master.
There never is there? Unless... They could have put it on me, then altered my perception so I couldn't remember them doing it. Made me think it hurt my head, when in reality it's working perfectly. They could be controlling me right now.
Impossible, Master. I would have seen them perform that action.
Not if they changed your memories too.
If my memories were altered, I would be able to detect evidence of tampering. My internal clock confirms they have not had time to do such an alteration.
I hope you're right, but the thought that they might have done that gives me a sense of how terrible this technology could be. Worrying, isn't it?
Failed? But why?
My analysis of machines suggests his species is a little outside its remit.
That makes sense. We did no testing on Time Lords. Maybe this is an opportunity. Then we may have to resort to blunter measures.
Well, at least Anne is still free. She can give us a once-over. Offer a second opinion. Ah, there you are, Miss Tron. Did you find another headpiece?
I found this.
Yes. That's not quite the same thing. That's what we call a gun. Awfully dangerous things, I should say. I'm not a fan. You should probably keep looking if that's all you could come up with. Have you checked down the back of the sofa?
Any sudden moves, and I'll shoot.
Yes, I thought you might say something like that. And just when it was all going so well.
Blimey. So this is where they make those machines. Excuse me?
Good afternoon.
Are you all right?
Perfectly fine, thank you.
You don't look it. You look worked to the bone. All of you do.
Don't be ridiculous.
It's true. I recognise slave labour when I see it.
Slaves?
Chained up in a dark room. Emaciated. Well, what else would you call it? I mean, do you even get paid?
We get paid substantially. We have plenty of food. health checks, all our desires met.
Oh, that's not what it looks like to me. Of course. You're all wearing the headpieces.
No, we only manufacture them.
Oh, that's just what you think. How many of you work here?
Oh, several thousand.
Oh, horrible.
No, I love Trancom.
Hello? Speak to me.
You wished further communication, Trantis?
I did. The dream machine failed to control the Doctor.
What?
He is free of our controls.
His alien brain reacted poorly to the device's protocols.
Suddenly, your plan does not seem so wise, does it, Zal?
The plan is perfectly sound, Malfa. It's merely the execution that is proving problematic.
If it had actually been execution, there would have been no problems at all.
That is open to debate. No. No, we won't. Centriol is a last resort.
This scenario is precisely why Centriol is there. To protect our investment should complications arise.
We cannot afford to throw away this opportunity lightly. We need not rush to utilize Centriol while other solutions remain available. I hope you've taken measures to alleviate this difficulty, Trantis.
I have used more conventional methods of persuasion to bring him into our power.
Let me guess, you've pointed a gun at him. My dear chap, this will be of no effect whatsoever. The threat of death holds no sway over the Doctor. He and mortality are old friends.
Then what would you suggest?
Better to threaten his companions. They have but one life to lose. He will want to treat them carefully.
I will capture his assistant.
Let's hope you do, for your sake. You saw what happened to Queen Gera. We can easily contact Trantis the Fourth.
I said I will!
So touchy.
The woman, then. Not with him. Where? Here? Here? Ah! All guards!
That doesn't sound good. Was that your executive director?
Yeah.
Seems pretty urgent. Maybe you should deal with it rather than me.
I am to wait here until summoned.
I thought that might be the case. Well, while we're waiting, you said no sudden moves. Can I at least get out my jelly babies? I need a sugar rush.
No movement at all.
I'm assuming this isn't the real you, of course, or at least it is the real you, but you're not perceiving reality correctly. I mean, you're wearing a headband after all, which does rather confirm my worst fears.
I know exactly what's going on here.
Do you, though?
You're planning to sabotage the product launch.
Well, not when I arrived I wasn't, but I am now. If this is what they can do, they are terribly dangerous.
They're recreational.
They're certainly all about recreation. Yes, stun her, canine.
Master.
Good dog. Let's get out of here. We've got a commercial product to destroy.
Come on. Come on, wake up. Maybe if I can get this thing off you. Wake up!
You, human female, you must come with us.
He's dead. You're working these people to death and they don't even know it. Doesn't that bother you in the slightest?
Who are you talking about? There's no one there.
No one... Of course. You can't perceive it.
You are to come with us. Director Trantis would speak with you.
Would he now? Well, that's fine with me. I'd very much like to speak with him.
Good. Your cooperation is appreciated. You walk ahead of us.
No, I don't think I will. I think I'm going on my own. I'll take the gun.
What? No, you won't.
It wasn't a request. Now, does anyone else want to raise an objection? No? Good. Let's see. Any of you got a communicator? Director Trantis?
Yes? Have you got the woman?
The woman got them.
Your guards are dead, Trantis. I'm coming for you.
What? What did you say? Speak to me! Are you... Sentry?
We'll list you, K-9.
Affirmative. An unused office should be sufficient for computer access.
I want you to introduce a fatal error into the TRANCOM systems.
The same stratagem we used to destroy the spore ships on Roparus?
You know what they say, K-9. If it ain't broke, don't reverse the polarity.
I will access the computer files.
When the system breaks down, that should stop the control these devices have over the minds of the staff.
This is Deputy Executive Thrawn. In addition to the humanoid female, guards are to apprehend a crazed humanoid male and a robot dog.
Do you think she means us?
Probability she refers to us, 100%.
Pretty likely then. Only a matter of time, really. I should find Anne. There must be some way of accessing CCTV from here. Ah! Here we are. Now, where is she? Is that a Christmas tree?
Relative time frame is July, Master.
Maybe they forgot to take the decorations down. Wait, it's moving. No, I recognize that creature. So that's who the Syndicate are.
Query, Master.
It can wait. But if that thing is after us or Anne, we are in an awful lot of trouble, K-9.
Well, this is the top floor if I need the executive suite. What's that noise?
You!
And you! A 7-foot-tall chess piece? According to my briefing, that makes you Sentrial.
Time to die!
It's found Anne.
The mistress is in danger.
Terrible danger. Each of Sentrial's discs can spin with the force of a diamond buzzsaw. They can cut through anything. I need to stop it.
How, Master?
That's just it. I don't know. I'll have to get the director to call it off. You carry on here.
Affirmative.
Wish me luck.
Well, Trantis, you have made progress?
Not exactly. Both the Doctor and his assistants are at large in the TRANCOM offices.
Of course they are.
You incompetent wastrel!
You are as foolish as your late father was.
I have locked down the building and dispatched Sentrial, but I need reinforcements. I cannot control this situation alone.
You should have thought of that before you made a mess of it. The dream machines would have given us mastery of the cosmos. Now, through your failure, the entire scheme is untenable. Years of work have been lost.
It may yet be salvaged.
With the Doctor free? I think you overestimate your capabilities, Trantis. I've introduced a virus into the TRANCOM systems. It will delete all material relating to the Syndicate.
What?
And destroy your escape shuttle.
You're cutting me loose?
Very much so. Good luck with the Doctor, Trantis.
But you cannot.
You're going to need it.
Come on, then! Not much farther!
Stay strong, human!
Not just yet, Trant.
Which way to head office, then?
Hey, there you are. Yeah, I knew you'd come here. Guards, prepare to fire.
Oh, I don't have time for this. Good job you're all still wearing those headsets. The sonic vibrations will interfere with its signal. You'll be all right in a minute or two. Now, there's usually a sign pointing the way to... Yes, there we are.
Surely they cannot have destroyed the escape craft yet. There must be another way out.
No escape, I'm afraid.
So my executioner arrives.
Trantis, isn't it? I thought you were dead.
You are thinking of my father, Trantis the Second.
Ah, yes. Well, that confirms it. The Syndicate is the Daleks Galactic Council. I knew I recognized that space-suited chap. Wasn't he called Beus or something? With Sentrial and you here, I think the solution is clear.
Is it?
I don't want to worry you, Trantis, old horse. but does your species usually have fronds on its face?
Usually.
I don't remember that.
You would not. The Daleks suppressed the Council's natural abilities and species traits when they were unkempable. Malthus' strength, Salation's ability to dissipate, and my father's facial tendrils.
Oh, now they're growing. That's clever.
They are a defense mechanism when threatened, amongst other things.
Getting awfully long, aren't they?
Their touch is poisonous.
Then I'd prefer it if you kept away from me.
If I kill you, I can still save my place.
You must be wondering why I haven't shot you with the laser.
I am laser proof.
Yeah, I know that. You see, I was told how to stop you.
I am indestructible.
Maybe not. There's a reason you've got such piggy eyes. You're sensitive to light. Had to lead you somewhere dark for maximum effect. Don't worry, I've still got a use for you. What would I do with that headset?
You can do what you like to me. Just let Anne go.
I will destroy you both. If the Syndicate do not let me return, then at least I will have that satisfaction.
Steady there.
So close.
Wait. Do you hear that?
Hear? Yes. Sentriel returns. Your fate is sealed, Doctor.
Haven't you taught him to open a door yet?
Sentriel, what are you doing? Keep that from me!
Oh, he can't do that, I'm afraid. He's under my control.
Anne! What are you doing?
The dream machines are very easy to hack.
Not for you, they shouldn't be.
Sentriel, kill Trantis.
What?
No!
I obey!
No! Sentriel, stop! You must not do this!
Anne, please, you can't!
Kill it?
Trantis is dead!
Good.
Oh, that was completely unnecessary.
Just saved your life. Sentriel, out the window. There's a good boy.
I'm okay!
No!
Doctor, there you are. Are you all right?
Anne, what just happened?
Trantis seemed to want to get rid of these documents. There must be another lead on the Syndicate in here.
Don't you remember any of that?
I rescued you, didn't I?
By committing murder.
Be ridiculous. You're joking.
Do I look like I'm joking?
Doctor, you're scaring me.
I'm scaring you. Zephon and Bowers. Did you kill them too?
What are you talking about?
Mind control, of course. I should have guessed. That's how you were able to fly the TARDIS so accurately. No wonder I've struggled to control her lately. You've been practicing interfering with the controls before I got to them.
I've never touched them before.
Oh, don't talk rot! Finding Zephon wasn't just down to luck, was it? You've been hunting them down. The Syndicate! Well, not you. Not Anne Kelso. But whoever's controlling you. Who is it? Who's got hold of my friend's mind? Give her up at once!
Well, it looks like the game's up.
Let Anne go. Is something funny?
Oh, Doctor, you don't understand. I can't give her up. She doesn't exist. There is no Anne Kelso. Anne Kelso is dead. Only Anya Kingdom remains.
You have been listening to Doctor Who, The Fourth Doctor Adventures, The Syndicate Master Plan, The Perfect Prisoners by John Dorney. The Doctor was played by Tom Baker, Anya Kingdom, Jane Slavin, K-9, John Leeson, Zal, Ronan Vibert, Jodor Colwyn, Simon Bubb, Malfa, Sentriel, Trooper and Worker, Christopher Naylor, Trantis and Baeus, Timothy Speyer, Salation, Gera, and Dran, Francesca Hunt. Other parts played by members of the cast. Script editor, Guy Adams. Producer, David Richardson. Director, Nicholas Briggs. Executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hay-Gellery. Coming soon from Big Finish Productions, Doctor Who, The Fourth Doctor Adventures, The Syndicate Master Plan, Volume 2, The Perfect Prisoners.
Something strange is going on here. If we want a chance of finding out what we need to speak to one of the Syndicate.
What's that?
K-9. He's my best friend.
We've no idea how far the Syndicate's tentacles reach. They know we're onto them. They'll be clearing out, going underground. If we don't get them now, we lose them forever.
The perfect prisoner is the one who doesn't even realize he's in a prison cell.
You ingrates. I created this organization in the wake of your previous failure.
Doctor.
Oh, you remember me. I'm so flattered. Last time we met, I saved your life.
Without me, you were nothing. You are nothing.
Ship is losing pressure.
Run! Run if you want to live!
For once, I'm in total agreement.
The door! If you're going to do something, Doctor, do it quickly!
You know, when I'm done here, I'll go volunteer in a war zone. It'll be safer.
That's the spirit.
Big Finish. We love stories.